From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block in Washington.
And I'm Madeline Brand in Culver City, California. Culver City was once known as the heart of Screenland. Lots of classic films were shot here, such as Singin' in the Rain and Gone with the Wind. That opening credit sequence features a house that is supposedly Terra. It's an antebellum-looking mansion. It's actually the Culver Studios, and I'm standing right in front of it with NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. Hi, Mandalit.
Hi, Madeline.
So that was a long time ago, and over the years, a lot of things have been filmed here. And now I've read that fewer and fewer things are being shot here.
That's right, Madeline. These days, there's a problem in Hollywood known as runaway productions. TV and film productions are being lured away to other states with tax incentives. And, you know, I spoke to the head of Culver Studios, Jamie Chella, and he gave me a little tour of this place.
So you have pictures of Bette Davis.
And Humphrey Bogart. And
Cary Grant.
John Barrymore. And
Marlena Dietrich.
For years, these stars and more worked at the studios built by the legendary producer Thomas Ince. Here on the back lot and in the sound stages, classics were made, like the original King Kong, Hitchcock's Spellbound, and the unforgettable Citizen Kane.
Rosebud.
And classic television was shot here as well. The Andy Griffith Show was a staple. So was Batman. But the Culver Studios trademark mansion will soon be up for rent, and they recently lost one of their biggest clients. The producers of NBC's popular game show Deal or No Deal found a better deal in Waterford, Connecticut, where the state offers production companies 30% tax credits.
It burns. I don't like it. It was a huge blow.
Jamie Chella says losing Deal or No Deal was a big deal.
They moved to Connecticut for a tax rebate that I could give everything away for free, and I still couldn't make up for the tax break.
Ironically, as a consultant for a studio in Brooklyn, Chella successfully lobbied for a 5% tax credit to lure productions to New York.
Boy, did I create a problem for myself now.
Chella says as a result of tax incentives in 40 other states, California has lost as much as 70% of its on-location production.
The below-the-line workers, the crews on the actual movie, they don't work if the show leaves L.A.
The production exodus affects the entire Los Angeles economy. The caterers, store owners, dry cleaners, restaurants, even Hollywood's biggest prop house, which just went out of business with a huge auction.
Lot 169, selling a side table from Lemony Snicket's. Here we go. $100 and go. One better go two.
At 20th Century Props, auctioneers bid on owner Harvey Schwartz's prized possessions, including a replica of Howard Hughes' chair, Austin Powers' escape pod, and a huge T-Rex skeleton.
Well, I'm really torn up. It's very painful to watch all these products go up for auction. It's a tragedy.
Schwartz says the runaway production situation prompted him to liquidate his entire collection of 91,000 props.
Everybody's going to other states. You know, Detroit offers a 42% tax incentive. So, of course, people want to go to Detroit and shoot.
TV producer Eric Schatz, who bid on some penguin statues, says the incentives are luring companies to leave L.A.
Can you blame them? Production people are trying to, you know, squeeze every dollar out of production. The fact is you have to shoot in Ireland or Iowa to get it, but there are tremendous tax benefits.
In July, California finally began offering tax incentives to keep films and TV shooting in California. But the new law was a little too late for prop collector Harvey Schwartz. During the auction, he took a sentimental last walk through his massive 200,000-square-foot warehouse.
This is like the end of Citizen Kane.
Rosebud.
Schwartz worries that Hollywood will never be the same.
Most of the really great talent that's behind the camera, the grips and the carpenters who know how to do everything, they're all leaving. They're all moving other places. They're losing places like me, who've taken 40 years to gather up enough goods to supply a whole movie in one fell swoop. So it's a real tough game.
And actually, Madeline, it's not the end of the game. We're back here at Culver Studios in front of the soundstage where they're currently taping for the upcoming ABC show Cougar Town.
Cougar Town, starring a 40-year-old something, Courtney Cox.
On the prowl.
On the prowl. And yeah, there are people here getting the set ready for filming, so all is not lost.
Just look at the light. Look at the weather. That's why people came to Hollywood.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. Thank you.
Thanks, Madeline.